Next up, we have Don Smilovitz. He's originally from Bridgeport, Connecticut. And he currently lives in San Luis Obispo. He is a doctor, retired doctor. So this is all doctor right here. This is all doctor script here, so I'm having a hard time reading. It's like a, it's like he just wrote off a prescription here. And Ativan? Kirk? Sleep a little bit better tonight? Okay, good. So anyway, please welcome Don Smilovitz. I'm sorry. I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you.
Thank you. And hopefully when I'm done, you won't all need to take two aspirin to get over what I have to say. We'll see how it goes. I've always had great pleasure in hiking and climbing in beautiful places in nature. If there's a good friend or two with me, it adds to my pleasure. And the way my brain spins along, if everything goes perfectly and it's really beautiful, I list it as a spiritual moment, and I try to hold on to it forever. I have a second interest that I apply the same attitude to, and that's a love of early archaeological sites in North, Central, and South America, and do the same situation and remember them in a spiritual way as much as possible. With that in mind, it won't surprise anybody here to realize the pleasure I got in 1995, as it turned out, when my daughter and I signed on to monitor Chumash rock art sites off the San Marcos Pass. We did that for a couple of years. We saw a bunch of sites. To get into the area, you go down the San Marcos Pass about 9 miles. You take a left through the horse ranches. You go in 24 miles, some dirt roads. And if you know where you're going and you've been there before and someone's told you, you find these little trails. Most of the trails go in about 6 miles each way. And they go up in a steep area and branch off. And actually, I remember the name of the area is called Hurricane Deck. And it really is, unfortunately, a little too often descriptive of what you find there. So in 1995, we were there, and I picked one site special after I'd seen about 8 or 10 of the sites called Bear Paw Cave. And those of you that were here last month heard a little bit about that. Bear Paw Cave is about 40 feet high. It's made out of rock. There were grizzly bears there at one time, and so their grizzly bear paws pecked into the side, and on the bottom is a little cave, and on the wall of the cave are 4 red concentric circles, and as the sun sets, it lights up the circles, but it only does it on December 21st at 4:38 in the afternoon. I saw it first in 1995 and decided that every year for the rest of my life, I will be there on December 21st. I had to have somebody come with me, and that's part of my failure. But as I spoke last week about this, I took a friend there for the first time. We got in there. We enjoyed the day. We saw the sun light up the magic spot. And then I knew a shortcut, which didn't turn out to be a shortcut. And we spent the night there. Fortunately, just barely at 16-degree weather, we got a fire going, and a friend named Tom heard of our dilemma, called out the troops. A helicopter picked us up at 6 and dropped us off. And Tom got up and was waiting there at 6 in the morning all night long, waiting to help us out at the time. So I actually made it from 1996 to 2001, every year except one. And then after getting lost, I didn't make it again. I did go back the next year with 6 or 7 experienced friends on a dry time of the year in the morning, and we got out there. We went in on a right angle this way for a half a mile at the end, and then a couple hundred yards this way, and you're there on this right angle. And with the 6 or 7 of us, we had a yellow lab, and the dog's going to get us out and take care of us. And he sort of did, but what the dog did, instead of going back this way, he just went across that way. So he even got a little messed up. So it's a partial excuse for my error. But anyways, I'm going to talk about 2 years earlier in 1999 and another adventure that happened there at the time. And the characters with me were, one was Tom, the one who came out and made the phone call. He'd been there before. And the second one was Darius, Oh, Tom and I did rock climbing and snow climbing and lots of hikes over about 12-year period. Darius and I have, as a friend, a fellow physician, we've been hiking every weekend just about for 21 years. We certainly know each other well. He'd also been there before on a beautiful day 2 years earlier. They saw everything go perfectly well. And there was a fourth person along. It was so much fun the last time that Darius brought his 10-year-old son, Sammy, along. Sammy was a beautiful kid, very quiet, very peaceful, very happy and content, didn't say much, not a single complaint the whole weekend, big, brown, beautiful eyes, a real sweet kid who now is a just got his PhD as a psychologist and is studying law and will be a very successful young man. Anyways, we headed in there, and we got down in. But when you go in, it's a six-mile hike that starts by going down about 1 mile, and then there's a little stream that's about 10 or 12 feet across. The water's an inch or two deep. You just walk on the pebbles and stuff, and you don't even get wet. And then it goes up for 5 miles, up about 1,000 feet, and then you spot the site, and then you walk in, break some brush, and there you are, which we did. And right as you go in on the right, there's a beautiful open space with some grass, beautiful rocks with a great view, and we set up our tents there. Tom had a one-man tent, and Darius had, I'd have to say, a rather shaggy three-man tent for the rest of us. You remember the tent, don't you, Darius? He's right over here. And I remember the tent. We'll never forget the tent. And so you never know what the weather's going to be like on December 21st in this county, and it is colder to there, too. And so it was overcast, but we still got to see the site. It was still beautiful. The sun didn't get in, but it was still a great experience for me. And it's around 7 o'clock at night. It's dark already. We've eaten. What the heck are you going to do out there? You go to bed. So the longest night of the year for, 12 hours, 10 hours, 11 hours, we laid in the tent. And then it poured like the devil. And it poured all night long. And Darius' rainproof tent was not what it was advertised to be. And so the three of us spent the entire night dodging raindrops, okay? And we really did. It just poured in the tent all night long. And we just laughed, because what the heck else are you going to do there? And we were anxious for the night to be over, but we really, I think, had a pretty good time. Darius can make his comments on that if he wants. And finally, it was 6 o'clock, 6:30 on that day. It's getting light. We got out of bed. And the rain had stopped, except the sun was out. It was a bright sun, and it was just drizzling barely, which you'd call a sun shower. And I have to tell you, I spent a lot of time in the outdoors, but this is my most beautiful memory. Every single pine needle and every single leaf had a drop of water on the end of it, and every one of them was lit up by the sun. It was like the whole area for miles was a Christmas tree, all lit up. Really beautiful, and I'll never forget that memory. And so we looked at that, and we laughed some more, and we packed up again, and off we went. And for 3 miles of hiking out, it's about 6 miles out, it was still Christmas trees everywhere. And then finally it cleared, and then we kept walking along, and hey, another 40 minutes, we'll be in the car, and off we go. I'm sure tired. I'll bet I sleep good tonight. And so off we went. And we got down to, I told you, you go in 1 mile down, and there's a little tiny little creek running there. And we got there, and the creek was 4 feet deep and 40 feet across, and it was pure mud coming down the thing. There was no way you could get across that thing and survive. I was frightened. Darius will tell you whether he was. I know we all were, except little Sammy. I have to tell you, he was an angel through the whole thing. He's just looking around with those big brown eyes, happy as can be, and I'm very proud of Sammy. But what the heck are we going to do? Well, there was an area to put the tent up again. We had enough water to last for a day. Am I going too long? Okay. To put the tent up. Yeah, it's about 10 minutes. Okay, sorry. We had an area to do that. We had enough food to scratch by for another day. But this could have gone on for a week. Okay, if it just drizzled a little bit more, everything was channeling into that creek. And so we went up and down and all around. And again, Tom came through again. He went about a mile up, climbed a bunch of mud, and found where the thing broke into three channels. And we marched up there through the mud and everything else. And there were three areas about 20 to 30 feet across. The water up to here on Sammy. I grabbed one hand. Darius grabbed the other. And no complaints in the cold water. Off we went, one, two, three. And then we're looking around, what happens now? Oh, there's a little hill. Let's go to the top of the hill. I'm almost done. We went to the top of the hill and looked down, and there was the trail. So we got on, got out, and made it back, drove home, and nobody was the wiser. Except I never did hear, Darius, what your wife, Sammy's mom, had to say about what happened. Thank you.